Good afternoon. This is Thursday, September the 19th. This is ICAWS lecture on CLEAR. Now, there's been quite a bit of confusion about the state of CLEAR, the state of OT, what kind of CLEAR is which. We have natural CLEAR, we have a Dianetic CLEAR, we have several different kinds of CLEAR. We have an item CLEAR, we will call, that has came about by running the clearing course. We have a force CLEAR, which is brought about by running Ingrams, by handling the force of the bank. And we have a valence CLEAR, which is separating out identities that are not the pre-clears. Well, it would be no longer a pre-clear, but a CLEAR. Now, the state of CLEAR is only a cognition. And I say only, I don't mean to degrade it. The state of CLEAR is something that is permanent, right up till it's postulated out of existence. A person postulates himself into having a bank, and a person can postulate himself out of having a bank. Now, in the early days, the way that LRH had originally decided that he was, through research, is the best way to clear people, they had started off with Dianetics, and of course we were erasing the locks and secondaries and Ingrams in the reactive mind. And he likened this reactive mind to a computer data bank. And whenever you had removed all of the data in it that wasn't applicable, cleared it of all of the old calculations, so to speak, he had a state called CLEAR. Now, at the time, he was intending that CLEAR was a more ultimate state than what it turned out to be that they were having. Now, he changed the definitions of CLEAR as he went along, as research progressed, as they learned more. It turned out that the road out was quite a bit further than anybody dreamed at the time. And so he had some fairly lofty ideas of what happened whenever a person went clear. Now, in these days, it was nothing to run 200, 300, 400 hours of Dianetics on somebody. This was a pretty standard procedure. And today, we think 300 or 400 hours of auditing is a lot. Well, mostly because it costs so much, I believe, more than anything else. In those days, they'd run 100 hours of opening procedure by duplication on a person and never give it a second thought. And now, if somebody spends an intensive of 25 hours on probe by dupe, they're kind of frowning at them. I mean, you're taking too long. You know, the PC didn't get his win. So there were several paths to clear, most notably the path that we know as the standard bridge of the mid to late 70s was running the grades processes, which actually harmonic into the OT levels, and in fact creation of human ability has a great many processes that are run on the grades, and creation of human ability was the OT levels of the 50s, you know, 8008, advanced procedures and axioms, handbook for pre-clears. These were all shooting towards OT, our operating Thetan. Now, at this time, the LRH had realized that whenever a person had erased a good portion of this bank, they were free of the bank, and they could move out of it. They could postulate. They could do various things. They had good memory. They weren't sick. There were a lot of things that happened to a clear. But individual to individual, the gains that they achieved was quite different. So we had the grades came along, and you gradually key this bank out, and until we could get to it at its source, and we run out the original implanted items and the original the very first time that anything happened in the bank, and so forth, and this bank would erase if you look at the laws of auditing, and you know that as soon as you find the earliest incident on a chain, the entire chain will blow. Now, in Book 1, Dianetics, They made clear, of course, that they didn't know exactly what they were doing at the time, but they had this ideal state that was the ideal state of a being. And once a person had achieved that state, they'd say, okay, that's clear. He's cleared of the entirety of his reactive mind. We know now, today, that there are several different kinds of clear, and you can be clear on a great number of things. Notably, you can be clear on the dynamics. Now, clear in the modern-day terminology means clear on the first dynamic. That means he's knowingly able to create and uncreate a reactive mind on the first dynamic. Knowing cause over mental, matter, energy, space, and time on the first dynamic. And this means that the person is cause over this reactive mind as regards themselves and their cause over mental stuff. Now you notice it didn't say cause over the physical universe or cause over somebody else's reactive mind or anything like that. It's cause over mental, matter, energy, space, and time on the first dynamic or as regards the first dynamic. Now the dynamics are just subdivisions of an overall urge to persist through time to survive as something. We have infinity as a goal, and we have the various subdivisions of life which make up life as we know it. Now a person could be clear on any one thing. A person could have absolutely no reactivity at all on traffic signs, but they could just get keyed in and cave in over parking lots. So we can be clear about particular items. We can be cleared about one thing or another thing. But what we're looking for here in the definition of clear is somebody that is cause over this reactive mind. Now, if you'll study the nature of a being, H sub B, you realize that there's a great many factors that are involved in a normal person walking around. He's got several different minds. He's got his analytical mind, which is a computing, rationalizing set of pictures, and a mind that is just sorting and juggling and comparing these things. You have a reactive mind that's mostly pain and unconscious. It's a stimulus response mind. You have a somatic mind that is running the body more or less on an autonomous level. You reach out and touch a hot stove, your hand jerks back without you having to think about it. This is a fairly stimulus response mind. Now we have other minds as well. We have minds on the third dynamic. A group can get an Ingram. A group could get several Ingrams. A group could get a chain of Ingrams. Some individuals in a group could get Ingrams in one place and get in a situation where they got Ingrams in a different place, and they would be associated. In other words, you could have this contagion of aberration be passed on from group member to group member to group member. The entire group, so say a country, could get an Ingram, as in a war or something like this. A lot of their friends and family gets killed. A lot of people remember it. It gets stuck into individual reactive minds. The sum total of all of these individuals' charge is these individuals' reactive think is could be called a group Ingram. The sum total of all of the group Ingrams, locks, and secondaries would be a group reactive mind. Now, if you have one clear individual in a group, that means that he's clear on his own first dynamic. He's not being particularly affected by unknowing mental image pictures of his own. It does not mean that he is not going to be affected by other people's pictures and other people's thinks and other people's actions. If you have a whole society of clears that are unaberrated, and you have one fellow running around with a reactive mind being an axe murderer, you're going to have a group that is not clear, even though the majority of that group is clear. So to truly clear a group, you have to clear every single member in the group. There are some group dynamics involved where everybody that had the same picture, the same painful incident, whether emotional or physical, would address and handle the incident as a group. In other words, the full truth of the incident would be communicated to all members of the group. In every Ingram, there's an unknown something. This is why it's unconscious. It's not on a conscious level. It's something that's unknown. Either it's data, or it's a picture, or it's force, or something there that is not known. And this kind of hangs the analyzer up, and it's sitting there figuring what the solution to this was, or where did it come from. And if we go out from groups, we'll find that there's been several things happen to all of mankind that all races hold in common. And if we go back down the time track very far, we'll find that there have been some disasters. It's very easy to find meteorite craters and things like this that have pretty much altered the face of the Earth. So we have a mankind Ingram. Perhaps a comet comes by, or a meteor or something like this could come by a little too close and heat up the planet, and half of the people die, or a third of them die, but it makes everybody go through a drought, and so you wind up with a mankind group Ingram at that point. You have planetary Ingram. Now, as a Thetan is going to live forever, all of these people really don't just die out of it and forget it. They come back into a different body, or they come back into a different society, and they have an individual record of that Ingram. Now, when you have a whole lot of individuals with this record, and you have them all in common, you have a group Ingram. Due to the mechanics of the bank, and the way that the Thetan looks at pictures and things, if everybody's looking at the same picture and it happened to everybody all at once, to a very large degree they will associate. They will associate one with the other. It happened to Bill, and it happened to me, so Bill and I are the same. If nothing else, you're going to have a sympathetic agreement. You feel sorry for Bill because you know the pain you went through, so he must have went through the same pain through. He must have went through the same pain as well, so you hurt for Bill, even though you don't physically feel Bill on a group and on a planet or a mankind basis. You will feel for Bill. So even though Bill could go in and address that particular Ingram himself and eradicate the thing, as long as another group member didn't know that it was eradicated for Bill, they would still assume that Bill had the group Ingram, and they would have their own charge on it as a group member, you see. So eradicating just one of the individuals, or I don't know, maybe there's a point where you erase 75% of the individuals, and then it would kind of blow for everybody. But for it to truly be gone for a group, you would have to eradicate this Ingram, or this traumatic incident, from every single member of the group.